The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s garage punk radio. Great 60s garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And there, in groovy surroundings, we're going to psych them all out on LSD, babies.
Well, hi again, Retrospect fans. It is Phil Gray here. Retrospect episode 484 and our second for Psychedelic September of 2021. So I've prepared an episode of all sorts of stuff never heard on the show before. Let's get into it with a band called Socrates Drank Vaconia.
Oh,
Yes, you're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It is Psychedelic September here at Retrospect, and that was a band out of Greece called Socrates, Drank the Conium, also known as Just Socrates, formed 1969, had some success more in the 1970s, very much influenced by heavy blues and rock bands, Cream and the Hendrix Experience, obviously. They sort of delved more into prog rock. And I think outside of Greece, they were better known for a 1976 album called Foss. But they did begin a career in the clubs of Athens. They did a lot of covers, including Hendrix, and that incredible reinterpretation of the Stones' Satisfaction, actually on their 1972 album, Taste of Conium, Socrates Drank the Conium. It's all about psych in this episode. Very cool stuff coming up.
It's Psychedelic September on Retrospect.
Well, let's go from Greece to Canada with a band formed in Bay Ridges, Ontario in 1967. They were only together for about a year, originally taking inspiration from the Byrds, had one LP, pretty experimental for what originally had been a folk rock quartet formed in 1967. So they experimented with psychedelic influences, the San Francisco sound, played only original material because, as they said, they wanted to improve their compositions by the time they could earn a recording contract. They signed to the Allied label, 1968, one album resulted, packed with unusual sound effects, and interestingly, the A-side was more their soft rock and folk rock, while the B-side was much more psychedelic rock. So the album was called The Plastic Cloud, self-titled, that's the band name too. Wasn't a hit, never really went anywhere, they disbanded 1968. We've got a track called Shadows of Your Mind. It's on a number of different compilations, including Relics, Collector Obscurities from the First Psychedelic Era, also on one called Relics of the 60s, and one called Shadows of Your Mind, the Best of Void Records. So this is Plastic Cloud, Shadows of Your Mind.
Shadows of your mind. And the Mormon Tabernacle Choir sings every day, but they never tell you what you ought to say. Playing with the paper Santa Claus, knowing where it was. They're just people who are kind, sleeping in the shadows of your mind. And you start to wonder
Those hippies are at it again. The police arrested 8 more last night up on the strip.
Oh, Daddy, you're always picking on them. Mary was there and she said they didn't do a thing. It was the police. And it says right here that alcohol does more harm to your nervous system. Well, the alcohol lobby doesn't want that known.
Stop reading that underground trash and pay more attention to your homework.
Oh, come on, darling. I never got good grades, and I caught a husband.
I'll call you later from the club.
Psychedelic September on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
Thank you. crystal sights are shattered and distorted by reality's truth. Again, you hear the crying of 1,000 harpies as tomorrow is gone. You are cleansed. You are cleansed. You are cleansed. You are cleansed. You will never hear distortion again. I am falling.
And it's all about psychedelia here, Psychedelic September on a Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Out of Canada, we had The Plastic Cloud, Shadows of Your Mind, followed by, in fact, they're rapidly becoming a favourite of mine, The Ultimate Spinach, out of Boston. Form 67, reasonably well known. They were sort of proponents of what had been termed the Bosstown sound, an attempt to take on the San Francisco sound. So The Ultimate Spinach, three LPs. Two in 1968, one in 1969. We had a track called Mind Flowers. That's off their second LP, Behold and See, from 1968, released on MGM Records.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Time for some Seeds. A track called Gypsy plays his drums. So February 20th, 1968, the Seeds gathered some fans into a studio and played a live show for them. Well, not really live in the concert sense, but they intended to pass it off as a live LP. Only two of those recordings were selected for that live LP, including the one we're about to have. They had a second go at recording that entire album. Didn't replay this track. They knew they had what they wanted. So these recordings had crowd noises added, and it was sold as an album called Raw and Alive, not a genuine live album. But I've got a track called Gypsy Plays His Drums. This is the crowdless version, which ultimately didn't come out until 2014, a Raw and Alive expanded 2-CD set. So this is The Seeds, Gypsy Plays His Drums. ¶¶
What has happened to the world of man? And the gypsy played the drum. And the gypsy played the drum.
Into a coma. They ranted. They fainted. Their eyes were glassy.
Retrospect.
Thank you. Psychedelic September on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Experience the freewheeling kicks known as tripping out. Hear the music that puts them out of sight.
You're standing on water without fear that you'll drown in a room full of laughter, but it's bringing you down. You recognize faces of people that you knew. They are talking about you. What they say, is it true?
Did you die 4 years ago tonight? Somebody laughs, somebody cries. Did you die 4 years ago tonight? Somebody cries.
Would miss you. Were you burned by the flames when they lined up to kiss you? Did you notice the change? Remember the favors you did for everyone. It seems they've forgotten all now that you've gone.
Did you die 4 years ago tonight? Somebody laughs, somebody cries. Did you die 4 years ago tonight? Somebody cries.
Fortune before you hit the ground, and while you were still warm, began to hand it round to pay back the people you used to call your friends. Arrange with the governor their happy times to end. Are you satisfied with what you've done? You made them cry, now you can laugh. When they realize you were the one, will they still laugh?
four more psychedelic selections. We had The Seeds, Gypsy Plays His Drums, top of the set. Then Cream, with a radio spot for Falstaff Beer, followed by a band called The Footprints. Largely forgotten band out of Montreal. They released singles on both Columbia and Capitol, including one that was rushed out by Capitol the week before Christmas 1967. The A-side was Never Say Die. I've seen it described as more of bubblegum music, the likes of the Archies or the Lemon Pipers. We had the B-side, somewhat cooler, must be. It's called Mama Rans, from Canadian band The Footprints. Now, what makes this band particularly interesting is they were fronted by a guy called Yank Barry, just 19 years old. Following The Footprints, a band out of the UK, more of a jazz blues band, sort of proto-prog rock, I guess. They're called The Web, fronted by an African-American singer called John L. Watson. Released two LPs with John L. Watson fronting, but as they got progressively into prog rock, apparently some incompatibility, so he left, was replaced with a guy called Dave Lawson. So The Web, two studio albums. We had a track from their debut in 1968 called Fully Interlocking, released on DRAM Records. The Web, Did You Die 4 Years Ago Tonight?
Phil Gray.
Time for some global psychedelia, and this is something new to Retrospect and Ultra Obscure. Out of Singapore, released on a label called Focus, 7-inch 45 RPM EP, 1968 release from M. Said and Le Remaha. The EP is called Tomasa Ria. This is the title track of that EP from M. Said and Le Remaha.
Country in the world, including the United States, is a signatory to an international law banning the use, sale, cultivation, and possession of dangerous drugs that have no useful place in medicine, such as heroin and marijuana.
Once I was happy.
Oh,
John Brain here from London, Ontario, Canada. You're listening to the world's best 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia. It's all right here on Phil Gray's Retrospect.
やだよ。もう戻れない。あ、もうお前を離せない。お前なしではもうやだ。この手は俺のために、この香りを俺のために、このぬくもりを俺のために、もしお前がいなくなったら、俺は暗い闇に沈んでしまう。だからしっかり俺の手をお願い。I love you. バカだというのか、クレイジーだというのか、いいのさ、なんと思われても。だからしっかり俺の手を、お願い。I love you.
That's three global psychedelia selections. M. Said and Lay Ramaha, top of the set, a track called Tamasa Ria out of Singapore. It's a 1968 7-inch EP. The following year, they had another 7-inch EP. In fact, two 7-inch EPs in 1968 and a final 7-inch EP in 1970. Out of Singapore, followed by Denmark's The Ashtrays. Released an album called Ga Go Goo on Jax Beat Records in 1968. Track called Depression. Can't find information about the band Ashtrays, but I know that Jax Beat Records was a Danish regional indie label. From 65 through to 1969, released about 60 singles and 4 LPs, founded by a 19-year-old entrepreneur called Jack Frejoff in 1965. So this is all about giving regional bands a chance to get something out. And the Ashtrays LP, one of those four, released on that label. Wrapping the set, going back to an old favourite, the Mops, fantastic band out of Japan, off their Psychedelic Sounds in Japan LP of 1968, Ome no Subete O, from Japan's incredible The Mops. Well, that's episode 2 of this year's Psychedelic September. Hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, episode 1, available wherever you get your podcasts, along with loads and loads and loads and loads of back episodes of Retrospect. Hope you're enjoying the more psychedelic nature of Psychedelic September. Your feedback's always very, very welcome, of course. Wrapping it with one of a very cool comp called Beyond the Calico Wall, rare and unreleased 60s classics from 1967. This is from a band called Bhagavad Gita. The A-side of this 45 was called Long Hair Soulful. This is the B-side, Long Hair Soulful, the instrumental version from Bhagavad Gita. Taking us out this week. Thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.